Well, there's word today that the president of Brazil's approval rating is down to 13% and possibly dropping. President Dilma Rousseff was just reelected in 2014. Now her government has been implicated in a scandal involving the government-owned oil company, and Brazilians are turning out in huge protests that haven't been seen since the military dictatorship was overthrown. Citizens coming to the streets to bang on pots whenever members of Rousseff's administration appear on television. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Rio, and Lourdes, take us back to understand where this unrest came from.
Well, it has many roots. The slowing economy, of course, is a big factor. The economic choices of Dilma Rousseff is certainly another one of them. But the catalyst has been the massive corruption scandal at the state oil company Petrobras. Basically, what investigators uncovered was a huge organized system of graft where companies would overcharge the state oil company on contracts and then funnel that money to politicians. We're talking about $800 million so far, and they think that is just the tip of the iceberg. We've seen over 50 politicians implicated, including the head of the Senate, the head of the Chamber of Deputies, and half, yes, half of the Congressional Ethics Committee.
Oh, boy. Has Dilma Rousseff herself been implicated?
So far, Dilma has not been implicated, though there are now formal calls for her to be investigated. She was the head of Petrobras's board of directors when all this highly organized corruption was happening, and a lot of money made it into the coffers of her party. There are allegations, for example, that some of the money made it into her election campaign coffers in 2010.
Well, you've been describing in your reporting these huge demonstrations, really quite remarkable, including, as we said, people coming out and banging pots. What's it called?
The panelazo. Every time someone from Dilma Rousseff's government speaks on television in certain neighborhoods in cities all across the country, people lean out of their windows, start booing and start banging on pots and pans.
Lourdes, you've been in the middle of these crowds. I mean, what does that feel like in that crowd? And what are they demanding? Besides expressing anger at the scandal, what are their concerns?
In Sao Paulo on Sunday, there were over 200,000 people alone who took to the streets. Certainly many of these people there and here in Rio de Janeiro were more right-wing, were more conservative. A poll of the demonstrators showed that the majority had voted for the opposition in the last elections, but most want the Petrobras corruption to be impartially investigated and those responsible to face justice. Some were calling for an end to Dilma Rousseff's government. They want her impeached. Others still were saying that they want the military dictatorship back.
Put this in context for us, as you have been in your reporting. Many countries in the region are seeing their oil profits drop. So what else is the context for what's happening there economically?
This isn't just a Brazil issue. Latin America generally is a commodities-based economy. So during the recent boom years, when oil prices were high, soy prices were high, and China was buying it all up, there was a lot of money for social programs and expanding the economies of the region. And we saw that here and elsewhere in places like Argentina, Peru. Those days, though, are over. And now you have economies that are contracting, like Brazil's. Rousseff, though, is blamed because she didn't make the right economic choices during her first term. She's now trying to put an economic austerity plan in place, but she has a divided Congress to deal with. And of course, the people who voted for her among the poorer classes, they feel betrayed. She said she was going to increase social spending, and instead she's doing exactly the opposite.
So this is a country that seemed on a roll. They had the World Cup, and now the 2016 Olympic Games are on the horizon. We know she spoke to the country on Tuesday for the first time since all these protests began. Did she assuage things at all? Or is there a feeling, you know, can she govern going forward?
Well, that's the big question. I mean, many of her allies are under investigation in the Petrobras scandal. And so that really throws a spanner in the works in terms of trying to get legislation passed, much needed legislation. In terms of the broader message to the country, she basically said that she heard her protesters. She was willing to negotiate with her opposition. But people are very, very unhappy. I think the interesting thing for me listening to her and having been in other countries like Argentina and Venezuela is that Dilma Rousseff really did take a different tact. Those leaders are much more pugnacious. They go after their opposition. They tend to blame outside forces for their economic troubles, where she did accept some responsibility for what was going on. She seemed a lot more humble than some of the other leaders in the region. So certainly that is different. But she is facing a very, very tough road ahead. Brazil is facing a very tough road ahead.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Brazil. Lourdes, thanks as always.
You're welcome.